Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here at the Mississauga Toy Show / Star Wars Con. Once again, we're joined by our good friend, creator of Vinny and Bud, Vinny Thompson. How's it going?
Hello. Going pretty good.
First of all, I got to say, you were saying that this is the first time you've ever drawn Star Wars pictures, and you've got some amazing work here.
Well, thank you very much. I really kind of schooled myself for a month and a half. It took me a couple tries to get the likenesses of the characters I chose, and yeah, I'm very happy with the result as well.
Yeah, you've got your characters teaming up with Star Wars characters, and it's a good job, man.
That was the kind of transitional for me. I've been drawing Vinny and Bud for so long, I figured, well, that kind of makes me cross over to the Star Wars universe, and I still have my characters interacting. Yeah. But the last one, Kylo Ren, is just full-on Star Wars poster. That's a first for me.
Oh, it looks amazing, man. You were saying you might even consider drawing some pictures where Vinny and Bud team up with superheroes.
I would love to do that. I've been toying around with the idea of trying to do a few more superhero art.
Yeah.
I think once this threshold was broken, I think there's a lot of different possibilities. Anxious to try like a Hulk to start.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And maybe the Thing, and then move more to Captain America and Iron Man. Like, I really want to do an Iron Man.
That'd be cool.
I think he would be a lot of fun to draw and give it the kind of metallic finish that I did with Kylo Ren.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'm going to try it. I think by hopefully Niagara Falls Comic Con, I'll have one or two superhero posters to throw on the fire. You know what I mean? On the table.
Now, since this is primarily a Star Wars themed show today, I'm going to ask you, what has Star Wars meant to you?
Wow. I could probably take up three interviews, but I'll just siphon it up. My cousin took me to see Star Wars when it came into theaters when I was 8 years old, back in 77.
Yep.
And I remember thinking I'm probably not going to like it. I was more into Western back then, you know? We had a lot of Clint Eastwood movies were popular. The first 15 minutes into the first Star Wars movie, I was a fan for life. I had to have all the figures for Christmas. I couldn't shut up about Star. I was like Eric Foreman from the 70s show. I was so sold on the Star Wars idea. And when Empire came out, man, my head just exploded. I'm like, oh my God, there's another one? And then from there, so I have just been a lifelong fan.
Cool. Do you have a favorite of the movies?
Yes, I do. The Empire Strikes Back will always be my all-time favorite.
Nice. Nice. Are you looking forward to the new one?
I am really jazzed. I have my ticket for opening day, back row center, all the way at the top, so no one's in front. So go ahead and wear those mohawks and huge hats and whatever else you want to rock. It's not going to interfere with my vision. I am so jazzed.
Cool. What are you looking forward to most about the new movie?
I want to see how Harrison Ford character interacts with the new cast. I am so jazzed about that, like complete with Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
I want to see where Luke Skywalker ends up. I hear a lot of different conflicting things on what he's going to be like in the movie. That excites me. I really want to see what direction they chose for him. I can't wait to see Kylo Ren in action.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I want to see a Blade War. I want to see a duo. If it's a Star Wars movie, there's got to be a big epic duo in there somewhere.
For sure, for sure. Now, when can we expect Vinny and Bud 4?
It's probably very early into the new year. I'm hoping to have the book 4 ready for February.
Oh, right on.
I have another 4 pages to do, so I think it's a strong possibility that it'll be ready on time.
Good stuff. Can't wait, actually.
Thank you.
Cool. So, any big holiday plans? Or?
Yes. Right after the Christmas, I am going to Costa Rica.
Oh, wow.
For 12 days. So I'm going to be bringing a lot of paper and pencil and doing a lot of beachside illustrating and story writing.
Oh, very cool.
I do want to do a Vinny and Bud Zombie Apocalypse crossover at some point.
Oh, wow.
That is one of the first stories after Epic Journey that I'm working on currently that I want to delve into. And then there'll be more crossover stories like the posters.
Oh, that's cool. I can't wait to see that. Nice. And happily, you've agreed to be one of our guests at the Star Wars thing we're doing on the 18th.
That's the second thing I'm looking forward to the most. The day I see Star Wars is the Star Wars theme party after Star Wars.
Oh, nice.
At the Geekery. I am very much looking forward to that.
Oh, cool. Well, man, I just want to say thank you for all the times you sat down to talk to us and help us out. We really appreciate that. And
well, I'm not sure if I'm helping you or you're helping me, because
maybe
it
both.
Helps me as well to be able to talk to some sort of audience and talk about things that we love, art, comic book series, and epic movies.
Well said, sir. Well, thanks a lot, and all the best to you in 2016.
You too as well, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.